Most people think self-reliance is about stockpiling for a rainy day or planting a few garden beds in spring. But if you really want to feed yourself year-round, without depending on the grocery store, you need more than seeds and hope. You need rhythm. You need rotation. You need a system that mirrors the land's natural cycles, dry and wet, feast and famine, storm and calm. In the Caribbean, homesteading isn't just about food. It's about preparing for droughts, knowing when to plant yams by the moon, and drying herbs before the hurricanes come. It's about building systems that keep working even when you're sick, injured, or off island for a week. Real self-reliance is knowing what to grow, what to store, and how to adapt month after month, year after year. So if you think you're ready to live off the land, think again. This is what a real one-year homestead cycle looks like. Soil to shelf, rain to root, harvest to crisis. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1, The Foundation. Planning the year from soil to shelf. If you're serious about long-term self-reliance, you need to stop thinking in days or weeks and start thinking in seasons and cycles. A truly sustainable homestead isn't about one perfect harvest or a quick fix to inflation at the grocery store. It's about building a living system that feeds you, teaches you, and evolves with you, year after year. This chapter will walk you through the full planning phase of a one-year homestead cycle, rooted in the Caribbean climate, but flexible enough for tropical or subtropical regions. We'll talk about how to structure your growing, animal care, food storage, and household routines in alignment with the natural year. From the dry and wet seasons to hurricane windows, heat spikes, planting moons, and cultural celebrations. We're not aiming for some fantasy of total isolation. We're talking real-world resilient living, growing 60 to 80% of your food, preserving the rest, and bartering, or buying only what you can't yet make. That's the standard. Let's map out how to get there. Step 1. Understand your local seasonal patterns. A one-year homestead plan begins with observation, not action. Take out a notebook and build what Caribbean elders might call a season map. You want to know, when does your dry season begin and end? When do the first heavy rains usually fall? Which months are hurricane prone? Which weeks are especially hot, humid, or cool? Write down every major seasonal marker in most Caribbean islands. For example, January to March, dry, cooler temperatures, good for leafy greens and root vegetables. April to June, transition into rains, great for starting fruit trees and yams. July to September, peak rain and hurricane season. Time to preserve, protect, and finish planting long maturing crops. October to December, harvest glut, second planting round, and begin heavy drying and fermenting of food for storage. Even if you're in a different climate, the idea is the same. You must build your calendar based on the land's rhythm, not the supermarket's. This calendar becomes your anchor for every decision you'll make the rest of the year. Step 2. Design your crop rotation by season. Once you know your seasons, design a rotation system. This means splitting your beds or plots into 3 or 4 zones and rotating what you plant in each, not just to avoid pests, but to rebuild your soil. Here's a basic 4-part crop rotation using Caribbean-friendly vegetables, leafy beds, callaloo, pak choi, lettuce, spinach, fruit beds, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, okra, root beds, cassava, sweet potatoes, carrots, radish, ginger, legume beds, pigeon peas, cow peas, string beans, peanuts. The goal is to never grow the same plant family in the same bed two seasons in a row. Why? Pests will multiply if they find the same crops in the same place. Nutrients will deplete unevenly. For example, leafy greens suck up nitrogen, while legumes fix nitrogen back into the soil. So let's say in January, March, you plant leafy greens in bed one. Next season, that same bed should host fruiting plants like peppers or tomatoes, followed by roots, then legumes, and so on. Pro tip, map this out like a clock. Rotate clockwise every 3 months or 6 months, depending on your season length. Step 3. Build a food preservation plan before you plant. Here's a rookie mistake. People grow more than they can eat fresh, but never learn how to store it. By the time they figure it out, the food is spoiled or bugs have taken over. Long-term self-reliance means designing storage systems before harvest begins. Here are core preservation methods you must master by season. Drying. Ideal for herbs, thyme, oregano, mint, hot peppers, and even fruits like mango and banana. Use a solar dehydrator. Simple to build with mesh screens, wooden frame, and dark painted metal sheet to absorb heat. Fermenting. Use for cabbage, sauerkraut, cucumbers, pickles, or hot sauces. Helps build gut health, no electricity needed, and stores for months. Root cellar or cool box. Dig a pit or build a shady underground space to keep yams, cassava, or sweet potatoes cool. Can also store eggs, cheese, or even smoked meats for short periods. Freezing. Only if you have a solar or generator backup. Great for callaloo, beans, coconut milk, or fruit pulp. Canning. Pressure canner for low-acid foods like pumpkin or meat. Water bath method for fruit jams, tomato sauce, and relishes. Make a preservation calendar that mirrors your harvest calendar. Ask, what will I harvest this month? How long will it last fresh? What method is best for storing it? You'll never waste food again. And you'll eat like royalty during the hungry months. Step 4. Integrate animals into the cycle. A truly year-round homestead includes livestock, even if it's just a few chickens or ducks. Why? Because animals provide protein, eggs, meat, milk, fertilizer, manure for compost or direct mulching, pest control. Ducks eat mosquitoes and slugs. Let's look at a seasonal rhythm for integrating chickens, which are beginner-friendly and high-yield, January to March, dry season. Hatch new chicks, easier to manage with low humidity. Let hens rest if needed. Give extra feed and calcium for egg production. April to June. Rotate coops or chicken tractors to fertilize fallow beds. Cull older birds before the stress of hurricane season. July to September. Reinforce coops for storm safety. Decrease flock size if feed will be scarce during rains. October to December. Boost protein feed to maintain egg laying. Prepare for holiday feasting. Raise one or two meat birds, broilers, or dual purpose. Animals are not separate from your garden. Their manure feeds your soil, and their feed can be grown in your plots. Amaranth, pumpkin vines, cassava leaves. That's the cycle. Nothing wasted. Step 5. Schedule maintenance, composting, and learning time. Self-reliance is 10% growing and 90% staying consistent. Here's how to keep the cycle running. Monthly tasks inspect and repair tools, check for pest outbreaks, turn compost piles, clean water systems and catchments. Quarterly tasks: deep clean animal shelters, sharpen all blades and machetes, audit your pantry and cold storage, check your first aid and emergency supplies. Annual tasks: test your soil and compost, replace worn out seed stock, host or join a skill sharing workshop, learn something new or teach someone else, review and rework your homestead calendar. And here's something most people miss: schedule slow time. There should be 1 month a year, usually during the rain or hurricane season, when you do less, observe more, rest, read, and learn from nature's rhythms. Step 6, crisis planning is part of the cycle. Whether it's a hurricane, political unrest, or a global supply chain collapse, your homestead needs to bend without breaking. That means building resilience into every stage of your year. Here's how. Food resilience. Store 3 months of preserved staples: cassava flour, salted meats, dried legumes, honey, oil, vinegar. Keep at least one water catchment barrel per person, 100 gallons minimum. Always have a backup protein source: canned fish, powdered eggs, dry beans. Power and tools: solar panel with battery bank, even if small. Manual versions of essential tools: grain grinder, egg beater, hand saws, firewood stash, charcoal oven, or rocket stove. Community barter system or share group with neighbors. Skills network: someone who knows medicine, another who welds, etc. Self-reliance doesn't mean doing everything alone. It means you can stand firm when the world wobbles, because you planned ahead. In this chapter, we've laid the groundwork for a real, working one-year homestead plan. One rooted in the soil, synced with the seasons, and built to last. But now, it's time to step into the daily and weekly realities. What your actual lifestyle looks like when your homestead is your main source of food, income, and rhythm. In Chapter 2, we'll break down a month-by-month living guide for the Caribbean homestead cycle. From what you eat, to what you do, to what you grow. It's not theory. It's the pulse of the land. Let's live it. Chapter 2, Rhythm of the Land. Living month by month on a Caribbean homestead. In Chapter 1, we laid the blueprint for a resilient, long-term homestead system, rooted in the seasons, structured by rotation, and designed for storage, animal care, and adaptability. Now it's time to live the plan, not in theory, but in the daily pulse of the land. This chapter breaks down the year month by month, giving you a clear picture of what a Caribbean homestead lifestyle actually looks like across 12 months. This is where the plan becomes life, where what you eat, how you move, and how you work reflects not a grocery store calendar, but the shifting sky, the soil's scent, the birds' calls, and the heartbeat of the earth itself. January, a fresh start with greens and grounding. Weather: cool, dry winds, ideal for field work. Crops in focus: callaloo, bok choy, lettuce, carrots, radish. Animal tasks: boost egg laying with extra protein. Begin chick hatching. Preservation, priority. Ferment green papaya, sun-dry leafy herbs. This is the month for momentum, planting fast greens, tilling new ground, composting like mad. People often underestimate January in the tropics, but the cooler temps mean fewer pests and better germination. Spend early mornings planting and late afternoons walking the land. Journal what's thriving. Keep a daily log of rainfall and temperature. This will become gold in your second year. At mealtimes, you'll eat light but fresh. Callaloo and coconut milk, root salad with vinegar, and omelets from your hens. February, sowing ambition. Weather, still dry, warming up. Crops in focus, peppers, tomatoes, okra, pumpkin. Animal tasks, clean coops, rotate runs, add biochar to bedding. Preservation, priority. Start hot sauce batches, dry seeds for storage. February brings hope and fire. You're starting your long season crops, especially fruits. It's also time to start intercropping, placing basil near tomatoes, planting marigolds around pepper beds to repel pests. This month is also ideal for teaching others. Invite a neighbor over. Show them how to make compost tea. Self-reliance grows stronger in community. Dinner might be spicy pumpkin stew, fire-grilled okra, and a pickle or chutney you started fermenting last month. March, preparing for transition. Weather, last stretch of dry season. Crops in focus, cassava, sweet potato, watermelon. Animal tasks, cull sick or old birds before wet season stress. Preservation, priority, make cassava flour, dehydrate fruit. March is transition time. Your soil is dry, the sun fierce. It's time to mulch heavily, cover your beds, and prepare for the coming rains. This is the ideal time to plant tubers. Cassava and sweet potato will thrive in loose, pre-moistened soil just before the rains begin. Now's also the time to reinforce your rainwater catchments. Clean gutters, flush barrels, check first flush diverters. Eat what's abundant and grounding, roasted cassava, callaloo with shredded coconut, and maybe a touch of mango if early fruiting starts. April, the first rains in fertile chaos. Weather, first heavy showers. Humidity rises. Crops in focus. Beans. Pigeon peas. Corn. Animal tasks. Rotate pastures or tractors. Prevent foot rot. Preservation. Priority. Save seeds. Bottle jams from early fruit. April feels like awakening. Everything greens overnight. With this surge comes pests and fungal challenges. So use neem sprays, garlic water, or natural clay mixes. Start practicing your companion planting deeply now. April is when you might launch a no-buy month, committing to eat only what you've grown, raised, or preserved. You'll be amazed how far you've come. Meals become richer, bean stew with grated coconut, grilled corn, ripe banana with cinnamon and lime. May. Abundance and overwhelm. Weather. Peak growth. Intense heat. Crops in focus. Papaya, squash, cucumbers. Animal tasks. Add shade and electrolyte water. Preservation. Priority. Pickle everything. Salt greens. Dry meats. May is when it all threatens to spill over. And that's good. You'll be harvesting like mad, racing slugs, and possibly losing a crop or two to excess rain or heat. Instead of panicking, preserve in waves. Set every Sunday as preservation day. It keeps the overwhelm from crashing your system. Salted kale, pickled cucumbers, sun-dried hot peppers. Your pantry becomes a timeline of the land's generosity. June. Mid-year audit and resilience building. Weather. Rain every few days, but calming. Crops in focus. Sorrel. Yam. Plantain. Animal tasks. Reinforce structures. Stockpile feed. Preservation. Priority. Bottle ginger beer. Freeze callaloo. June is your first big self-reliance checkpoint. Ask yourself, are we growing enough staple food? Have we stored enough for 3+ months? Are the animals healthy and productive? This is the time to reduce outside trips, refine your compost systems, and start thinking about your hurricane plan. Your meals reflect the bounty. Yam mash, roasted plantain, callaloo patties, and ginger beer to toast the mid-year grind. July, eyes on the sky. Weather, heavy rains, storm watch begins. Crops in focus, root crops, perennial herbs, animal tasks, secure coops, deep litter bedding, preservation, priority, stockpile charcoal, freeze broth, smoke meats. This month is about defense and discipline. You'll harvest strategically, tie down banana trees, move compost under tarps, and maybe trim tall plants to avoid storm damage. You'll also lean into your backup systems, test the solar lights, check your water filters, fill every barrel. When storms come, sit and listen to the land. July teaches humility. Meals are comforting, salted fish, taro soup, rice with callaloo pesto, and strong bush tea to clear the damp from your bones. August, the hungry season. Weather, wet, pests high, storage becomes key. Crops in focus, pineapple, herbs, cowpeas, animal tasks, reduce flocks if needed, rotate for parasite control. Preservation priority. Ferment legumes, make sauces, and relishes. This is known as the hungry season in many traditional farming cultures. Some of your fresh crops are between cycles. Others are lost to rot or pests. But this is also where your pantry shines. Everything you preserved in May-June becomes your daily savior. Stored beans, cassava flour, pepper sauce, pickled eggplant. August is humbling, but it proves how strong your system has become. September, reset and reseed. Weather, final storms, soil softens, crops in focus, lettuce, spinach, eggplant, ginger, animal tasks, hatch replacement chicks or ducklings, preservation, priority, dehydrate herbs, make oils and tinctures. As the storms pass, September gives you space to start again. This is the beginning of your second main planting cycle. The soil is rich, your body is trained, your notes from earlier in the year will help you refine your timing. September is also good for medicine. Make herbal oils, tinctures, and bush bitters using oregano, thyme, sarissa, or turmeric. Your food reflects healing. Steamed greens with coconut oil, ginger broth with fermented pepper mash, and herbal teas for immune support. October, the golden harvest. Weather, bright skies, full fields. Crops in focus, squash, tomatoes, sourspe, sugarcane. Animal tasks, start selecting for winter meat birds. Preservation, priority, canning, syrup making, vinegar starts. October is your reward. Everything tastes like gold. Your shelves should groan with jars, sacks, bottles, and bins of preserved food. This is also a community month. Share your extra cassava with neighbors, trade eggs for plantain, or teach a workshop on herbal vinegar. In many parts of the Caribbean, this is when families make rum punch, smoke meat, and share abundance before the rains fade. Make celebration meals, squash soup, soursop juice, curry duck or goat, and syrup-drizzled cassava pone. November, give and reflect. Weather, mild rains, cool breezes, crops in focus, beans, leafy greens, carrots. Animal tasks, final cullings, rest cycles begin. preservation, priority, finish drying, store root crops. This is a spiritual month. You'll see the full cycle of life in front of you, from seed to root, chick to stew, leaf to compost. Honor it. Now's the time to rebuild soil, plant cover crops, and reflect on what worked. Host a gathering or share your calendar with others. The knowledge you've gained is its own harvest. December, pause, observe, prepare. Weather, cool, festive, light rains. Crops in focus. Start garlic, onions, herbs, animal tasks, deep clean housing. Prep for spring chicks. Preservation. Priority, make holiday preserves. Vacuum pack grains. December is a pause with purpose. You celebrate with homemade punch, sweetbreads, and roasted meat from your own land. You'll walk your land slower. You'll hear things you missed. The wind changes. The rhythm starts again. And you, now living fully with nature, are no longer a beginner. You are becoming the elder someone else will learn from. In Chapter 3, we'll go beyond survival and talk next-level resilience. How to adapt your homestead when things go wrong. How to raise your self-sufficiency bar. And how to transform your land into a legacy that feeds generations. When the world shakes, you won't. Because you live by the land, not the lie of convenience. Chapter 3. The Legacy Mindset. Building resilience that lasts generations. If the first two chapters helped you survive the year, this one is about surviving the unexpected and thriving beyond it. It's where self-reliance evolves into legacy thinking. Building a homestead system that won't just feed you next month, but that could feed your children's children long after you're gone. What separates a good homestead from a great one? The answer is resilience under stress. Can your system bend and not break when there's a flood, drought, crop failure, or family crisis? Can it still feed you when the world gets weird? This chapter will guide you through how to upgrade your system from functional to foolproof. From climate disruption to medical emergencies to land disputes, we'll walk through real-world threats and how to design your homestead to stand strong, not fall apart. This isn't just prepping, it's preparing with intelligence, systems, and soul. Section 1. Crisis-Resilient Growing Systems. Let's start with the most important rule of a resilient homestead. Don't rely on just one method for anything. Redundancy is safety. The more ways you can grow food, the better. Build systems that overlap, so when one fails, another kicks in. Raised beds, great for drainage during floods, easy to manage. In-ground rows, deep root crops like yams, cassava, or dashin. Containers and vertical gardens, portable if disaster hits. Tree crops, breadfruit, avocado, coconut. Long-term, low-effort calories. Wild zones, bush foods like mango, tamarind, or moringa that require no care. You want to build what elders call a food forest memory, a land that knows how to feed people with or without your constant attention. This is especially vital if you get sick, injured, or must leave the homestead for any reason. Can the land keep going without you? Section 2. Resilient Water and Energy Systems. In the Caribbean, and globally, water and power are the first to disappear when disaster hits. Build now, not later. Water storage, the backup to the backup. You should have at least three sources: roof catchment, gutters into barrels with a first flush diverter, filtered drinking reserve, one sealed tank, 200 to 500 gallons, with gravity-fed tap and UV light or charcoal filter, buried rain reserve, underground tank or pond with pump and netting for algae control. Bonus, gray water recycling, use bath or laundry water for trees, and emergency hand pumps from wells or nearby springs. Energy redundancy. Primary solar system, powers fridge, lights, phone, small fan. Solar oven or rocket stove. Cook without gas. Charcoal reserve, made from pruning and brush, can last years. Battery bank, chargeable from grid or solar, keep for medical emergencies. Candles, oil lamps, manual tools. Don't forget the basics. Even if you can't afford full solar, start small. A single 12-volt panel, an LED lantern could save your life. Section 3, long-term food security and seed sovereignty. Food security isn't just about how much food you have. It's about who controls your food sources. The goal? Absolute independence from fragile supply chains. Build a living pantry. This isn't just jars and sacks in your kitchen. A real living pantry means root cellar, underground or shaded space for yams, cassava, onions, hanging shelf system for cured meats, onions, and garlic, and drying herbs, cool room or clay fridge, uses evaporation to keep perishables cool without electricity, fermentation, corner, sauerkraut, kombucha, pickles, yogurt. But most importantly, seed saving equals generational wealth. You must become a guardian of genetics. Start with 5 core crops and learn how to save, dry, and store their seeds. Use silica packs or glass jars in dark, cool spaces. Label them clearly. Seed security also means landrace adaptation, choosing varieties that thrive on your land, not supermarket hybrids. If you control your seed, you control your future. Section 4, income without a boss, homestead economics. Let's be real, you still need cash flow, but it doesn't have to come from a job. With the right planning, your land can earn while it feeds you. Here are homestead income streams built for long-term resilience. 1. Cottage products. Herbal tinctures, homemade soaps, dried seasonings, hot sauces, fruit wines, and bush bitters. 2. Livestock byproducts. Eggs, breeding chicks, manure bags, goat milk or cheese, small batch. 3. Skills-based income. Teach permaculture or soil building. Host workshops on solar cooking, seed saving. Offer paid tours or Airbnb stays on your land. The goal is never get rich. It's earn enough to keep growing, improving systems, buying tools, and bartering with dignity. You won't need to beg a supermarket when you have value in your soil and skills. Section 5. Resilience in health, conflict, and loss. We rarely talk about this, but true self-reliance also means facing grief, injury, family fights, or aging, and still thriving. Herbal first aid. Learn 10 core herbs for wounds, fever, parasites, and stomach upset. Keep a shelf with tinctures, salves, activated charcoal, bandages, iodine. Practice basic wound cleaning, splinting, fever care. Teach your kids too. Legal resilience. Make a will or land document naming your successor. Avoid verbal agreements. Document everything about land rights, water use, shared fencing, etc. Create what-if plans for disputes, floods, or illness. Emotional resilience. Build rituals of rest. One day a week with no planting or harvesting. Keep storytelling alive. Record your garden mistakes and breakthroughs. Practice gratitude. One crop, one meal, one sunrise at a time. Section 6. Passing it on. Homesteading as inheritance. A truly self-reliant homestead isn't measured in tomatoes. It's measured in memories, skills, and systems passed on. Start building a legacy binder, a printed or digital book with your crop rotation plan, your seed saving techniques, your food preservation calendar, names and contacts of your barter trade network, recipes for sauces, teas, or tinctures, instructions for your solar system, map of your fruit trees and animals, written values and goals for your land. This becomes a blueprint for the next generation, especially powerful if you pass suddenly or your children return later in life. Even if you live alone, this binder can be shared with the neighbors, younger growers, or turned into community trainings. Remember, we are not just growers, we are ancestors in training. Final words. The cycle never ends. A one-year homestead cycle is more than a farming plan. It's a way of life that reorders your relationship to time, weather, food, money, and even mortality. It teaches you that not everything grows on your schedule, but with patience, most things come back. There's always something you can do, even if it's resting, observing, or storing up strength. Nature rewards the consistent and punishes the careless, but always forgives the humble. The best insurance policy isn't money. It's a strong system, healthy soil, a few good people, and a pantry that whispers, "You're ready." Your homestead, if built wisely, doesn't just keep you alive. It makes you more alive. So step forward with seeds in hand and legacy in mind. The cycle continues. And this time, you're ready for it.